Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care.
I know that sounds like Elvis, but it's not. It's Terry Stafford. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. You just don't get this kind of information from anywhere, any other radio show, folks. You got to come to the Small Business Advocate Show to get these kinds of fun facts. We're spinning a little, some platters and having some fun and learning some stuff about small business. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. We got stuff you can read. We got stuff you can listen to. We got stuff you can watch. Yeah, you like to, I know you got a short attention span. Most of us do these days. That's the reason why almost everything we have can be watched or read or listened to in under 6 or 7 minutes. Most of it anywhere from 5 seconds to 3 minutes. So check it out there. It's all nuggetized for you to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And it's all free. That's been my deal from the very, very beginning. My goal was to make available to you whatever you needed for free, and we've been able to do that every time. Other people have said, Jim, why don't you start charging for your stuff? People will pay for this. Well, you might pay for it, but my deal is to you is that if I have it, you get it for free. All right, I want to talk about a couple of other things. It's just you and me, and I want to talk about a couple of the recent polls that we conducted. I wanted to give you a report on those. We asked you about your website situation. I asked the question on the recent poll, do you have a mobile site or a mobile app for your small business? And what we found out was 30% said we have both a regular and a mobile website. 61% said we have a regular site but not a mobile site. And 3% said we don't have either one but we're working on getting them. And 6% said we don't want either one of them. So really 91% either have a regular site and a mobile site or are getting a mobile site. So that's good. That, in fact, I'm not surprised. You know, the average out there among small business owners is a lot lower than that. But you guys, the fact that you're hanging out with me shows you're strong adopters. You're a little bit more professional. You're a little more with it. You got your cornflakes together more than the average small business owner because you're trying to get smarter. That's the reason you're hanging out with me, because you know this is a resource for small businesses. You've been listening to my experts talk about why this is important, and the fact that you are basically taking my poll demonstrates that you're a high adopter. So I'm glad to see that. I was happy to see that less than 10% of my small business audience do not have any kind of a website, and that 91% do is a very good sign. But here are two things to remember about whether to have a mobile site. Now, and folks, I want you to write this down. This is going to be on the test. More and more of your prospects and customers are going to want you to find you with a smartphone, with these magic wands that we hold in our hand. More is happening more every minute, every second of the day. Another person is going to try to connect with you on a smartphone. That's number one. Number two, none of your past was about mobile computing, but all of your future will be. Folks, write that down. I'm going to say it again. None of your past was about mobile computing, but all of your future will be. This is a very important thing for you to internalize, for you to realize. This is something, all of the age, you've heard me talk about the age of the customer, and my new book's coming out before too long on this whole topic. You've heard me talk about it here many times before. So many, everything, almost everything that you did in the age of the seller, in the former age, has a corresponding task in the age of the customer, except one, and that's mobile computing. Yes, we had cell phones. I had a cell phone in 89. My first one was in 89. Yes, we had cell phones, but that wasn't mobile computing. That was just mobile phones. Mobile computing is something else. It was not part of your past, but it's going to be part of your future. Which brings me to the next point. The next poll we asked was now that the cost is the same for smartphones or cell phones or plain cell phones, how will that impact you? Will you own a smartphone? 85% said no impact. I already own a smartphone. That's good. 10% said I don't own a smartphone, but I will. It will be my next one. And 5% said I don't have a smartphone and don't want one. Well, I'm glad that 95% of my audience either has a smartphone or is planning to get one, and 85% have one. How about that? That's really good news. Well, hopefully, that's because you've heard me say on this show, how many times have you heard me say, if you're a business owner and you don't have a smartphone, you do not know what your customers are expecting from you. And this goes back to my previous survey, the one I just talked to you about, just before this one. More and more of your people are looking for you through the use of their smartphone. I'm doing it, folks. I'm doing it more every day. I'm using mine more every day. So you do not know what your customers are expecting from you if you're not using one yourself to know how much more they're adopting this. So, folks, I'm going to say this one more time. None of your past was about mobile computing, but all of your future will be. I'm Jim Blassingame. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.